Students with autism have a new place to take classes. The Southwest Autism Research and Resource Center, or SARC, has partnered with an organization called First Place to offer classes at Gateway Community College in Phoenix. Paige Rates is director for the Residential Transition Academy through First Place, which is operated by SARC.
We have a transition academy where we work with young adults with autism spectrum disorders, and we're partnering with Gateway to have a certificate program where these individuals will take classes over 2 years, and they'll earn a certificate in independent living skills.
Is there some significance to having it at Gateway as opposed to at the facilities you normally have your classes at?
Absolutely. Having this at Gateway really gives us the opportunity to be in an integrated setting, allows our students to be with their peers. They get opportunities to take other classes outside of our certificate program, and they get to really experience that college life, both the social and the educational opportunities that come with that.
So what does the certificate mean to the students once they get it?
Individuals will take 35 classes over a two-year period where they will learn the skills that they need to live independent lives upon graduation. They'll take classes in things like personal finance, interpersonal relationships, personal safety, and upon completion, they will have the skills that they need to be able to live independently in their communities and the communities of their choosing.
Is there interaction with Gateway students or other students who are taking classes at the campus who are not necessarily in these particular classes?
Our students have that opportunity. They can participate in the social events that happen on campus. They have full access to the community. So there's lots of opportunities when they're commuting to campus, similar to other students, hopping on the light rail, getting to their classes. Additionally, the courses will open up at some point for other students who are not a part of the academy.
Did these students have a place to take these kinds of classes before now, and could they take them at SARC as opposed to having them at Gateway?
Really, in the past, classes that have been offered have really been more one-off classes, if you will. We haven't had this comprehensive curriculum over a two-year span. And ideally, again, being in a community, able to interact with peers, have those social experiences of a young adult on a campus was something that we just couldn't offer in our building. And now, being on Gateway campus, all of those other opportunities are available.
Do students who are on the autism spectrum often have the chance to go to community college or a four-year university?
When we look at the recent National Autism Indicators Report, transitioning into young adulthood, we find that 74% of young adults with ASD have no post-secondary educational experiences. So a large number of students with an ASD are graduating from a high school program and not experiencing that next step in their education.
Do you expect that this program will continue after this initial two-year program?
Absolutely. We look to have this program be available to students and young adults for a long time.
Paige Rates is Director of Residential Transition Academy with the Southwest Autism Research and Resource Center, or SARC. Paige, thank you.
Thank you very much.
The classes started last week and currently have 6 students enrolled, although eventually they could hold as many as 32. Frank Zamora is chair of the counseling department at Gateway Community College, where the classes are being held.
I think for us, about a year ago, we were presented with an opportunity to expand into our community. We feel that the people around the area are a community, and so we were approached about a year ago by First Place, which is part of the SARC, and we looked at what their needs were to help their students and thought it was a viable thing to do, and it would help not only them but our community. And so we thought we'd take an opportunity to do that and to help their population.
How does this program help students at Gateway?
So as far as our students are concerned, it kind of twofold. It helps our students that are already there at Gateway. One of the things that I'm trying to do is through our federal work study program, start to groom those students that are interested in going into that area to help autistic students. And so in teaching, I'm also a faculty member. In some of my classes, I asked students that are interested in working with autistic students, and I was able to come up with 3. And so it helps our students have another avenue to go in and support autistic children or adults. And then it also helps at Gateway our students because they become our students. There is no separation between the SARC students or first place students and our students, so they're able to be a part of our family.
So are you envisioning a certain amount of interaction between the SARC students and the Gateway students?
Well, the intent is so that it's seamless. We want the SARC students or first place students to feel comfortable. It's their campus. And one of the cool things that has come from this is one of the first things we have done at the beginning of the semester is to have an orientation. And in the orientation, we walked them around campus, made sure that they knew where all the resources are, because once they are on our campus, they have access to everything we have on our campus.
Is there a hope that if these students decide later on, once they have their certificate, that they might want to take more higher education type classes, that Gateway is where they would do it?
We're trying to. One of our programs right now is so that we try to partner with the Maricopa Skill Center, which is part of Gateway as well, into programs that they could easily go into as far as the programming there. I would like to see them do academic courses and migrate from their certificate program into mainstream English courses and reading courses and so on and so forth. But it's something down the road, and that I think we would like for that to happen.
So classes have been going on for about a week or so. How is, from your perspective, how are they going so far?
Well, there's a funny thing right now. They are in our new building, which is our IEB, Integrated Educational Building. And we had a kind of a funny little story. I've never taught in the building, and I've taught on that campus for 10 years. And we were laughing with Jeff Ross, who's the director of First Place, that they got first dibs on the building. So they're in the building where I've never even taught before. And so I think it lends itself to that idea that they are part of our family. They're part of Gateway. I don't want them to feel like they're not. So the first week has gone really, really, really nice.
Frank Zamora is chair of the counseling department at Gateway Community College. Frank, thanks.
Thank you so much.